This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Well, guess who's joining us today?
Susie A. Jones.
Not even she knows what she'll say.
Susie Jones.
If you cross her, she will set you straight.
Susie A. Jones.
Or she might be looking for a date.
Susie Jones. It's time for Susie Jones.
Susan K. Jones here. I have a serious topic for you, and I have a lighthearted topic for you, and I want you to pick the sequence. Do you want to go serious or silly?
Then I have two topics for you.
Oh, good. Okay.
Let's start with the serious for you.
Okay. Go. You go first.
Oh, no, I want
you to go first.
Yeah.
Okay. So the number of younger women who were surveyed and are concerned about toxic masculinity and also about just overall young men is pretty stunning to me. This is 18 to 24 from the Center of Social Justice. 62% of young women believe most young men, again, 62% of young women believe most young men are pretty frightening. And then to add to it, 41% agree with their female counterparts. What is your reaction when you think about that?
I would say it doesn't surprise me. To be quite honest, I have a daughter.
Yep.
And I have experienced her going through a dating game or so over the years, and it's slim pick. I mean, you hesitate. Of course there are good men out there. I believe it in my mm-hmm. heart.
Yep.
But it's hard to find. It's also, so we're in tough times right now. Everybody's insecure. There's so much we don't know. And so the only way to kind of get through that, if you're anybody, but particularly if you're a young man, is to puff up. Put your shoulders back. You know, you think young girls get it on social media. I bet social media does a number on guys in their 20s.
Early, certainly.
You know, where you got to look this way. You got to have this much muscle. You got to have this much money. You got to live in this kind of a place. So you might come off like a jerk because you're just not being honest. That's the key.
Or you are a jerk. Right.
Oh, I hope underneath all the jerk, there's a little bit of good. But yeah, maybe.
I do, too. Listen, if this survey would have said 80% believe, you know, they deal with toxic men and pretty frightening on a regular basis, that wouldn't have surprised me. Mm-hmm. But again, I'm just going to read it. 62% of young women believe most. OK, so most is what? 60-70%, something
mm-hmm.
like that?
Mm-hmm.
Most young men are pretty frightening. That is a sad statement.
And do they say that, frightening, like seriously physically afraid of the person that they might hurt them?
It's a little bit of that, right?
Mm.
But if you're a female and you're 18 to 24, and you're going about your day and you're in a class or you're at a restaurant or a coffee shop or wherever you might be, and you either are on your own wanting to interact with men or men are interacting with you when you really don't want it, and you're now saying that most young men are pretty frightening, we are doing something wrong. Whether it's what's going on with men, what's going on, which is convincing men to act this way, how women feel that way, they genuinely feel that way, that some are also almost being told to feel that way, what trauma is caused to feel that way. That is an indictment about what's going on. And by the way, that 41% of young men are also saying most young men are pretty frightening.
So they know their buddies, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know. I agree with you, man. We got work to do. And unfortunately, we're not really in a climate right now that supports and nurtures women and women's rights and feelings in general.
Yes.
That's Dave, not the message we're getting, right, Dave?
No, we're not getting it. Dave, as a father of two adorable daughters, when you hear this, what do you think?
They are adorable. It's in the genes, clearly.
Had to throw that in.
Their mother.
Either way, that's fine.
Yeah.
It frightens me. It absolutely frightens me, and it didn't take this to frighten me about what the future could bring, because I know, you know, I think we've all heard from, you know, news stories over many, many years and studies and, you know, just what sexual assaults rates are like and just, you know, violent behavior in dating. And it absolutely terrifies me, and I'm not planning to get a whole lot of sleep by the time they're of, you know, dating age in high school and college, because, I will be afraid. And I think the whole, you know, just this survey, those numbers probably inflated a little bit just because we've been talking about toxic masculinity in the news and, you know, in the media for the last couple of years. So, you know, it's probably inflated a little bit, but you're also talking about people that are living it every day, so they're also the ones experiencing it, and maybe there is a reason to have a healthy fear, or at least a healthy worry when it comes to choosing a man you may date as a young woman.
Yeah, it's dating. It's when it is as egregious, as awful, as criminal, as an attack, and then it's also just every day where someone is harassing you or leering at you or treating you dismissively when you're just trying to go on a bike ride.
And I think, I really get this so much, because I think, again, if you haven't lived it, you don't understand it. But inherently, there are things
that's so true.
Women do, and other minorities, people of color I know do this, that if you are traditionally prey for someone, you know, I say, you know, you don't walk down the sidewalk alone. If you get in an elevator and you're the only one with a man, you get out and take the next one. I mean, there are just sort of basic protective measures that are a little bit baked into your DNA.
Yep.
That say, and you guys don't understand that, because that's
not
your.
I don't have to do that.
No.
I don't.
And you know. Okay, well, good thing you do know, so you can be maybe a little bit more compassionate. But, I mean, this has been going on. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I remember during the Me Too movement, which, goodness sakes, where's that? But there was a defense attorney in town here who was defending an athlete from one of the teams in town, and he was talking about the allegations and that the female had texted him and that the female had said she not remembered at XYZ. And I remember I turned into like a mother. I said, "What are you talking about?" At the press conference, I said, "Do you understand anything of what's going on these days?" I said, "People that are victims are traumatized. You know, they might forget something."
Yeah.
My God. I was so mad at that guy. I can see him to this day. I think Rochelle Olson came up and gave me a high five after for putting him in his place. But, you know, there is that arrogance that, again, is it toxic toxic masculinity, entitlement? A lot going on there.
All right, I'm going to get to my lighter topic, but I don't want to break. I don't want to go right to it because it's very different than what we
do. Do you want to break now or talk about your happy thing?
Yeah, we'll break now because all I want is such nonsense. It's an odd transition. So the commercial break will give us a little transition.
I love
it. More with Susie in a matter of moments. Don't forget Dean Phillips early next hour on CCO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Susie, according to this survey, nearly a quarter of Americans pee in the shower on a regular basis.
Okay. Yeah, that would have been a hard turn. People. That would have been a tough turn from toxic masculinity to peeing in the shower.
Yes.
The thing is, the problem is, I want to know how many said they did?
So it's 2,000 Americans revealed. That was the total poll. 12 do so daily, while another 12% a few times every week. Does that number seem about right to Susie Jones, pee expert?
Pee expert Susie Jones says it's low. I think everybody tinkles a little in the shower, myself included. And if anyone's going to give me crap for it, they can stick it up their nose.
Yes.
Tinkling in the shower is perfectly normal, perfectly fine. You're in the shower. There's water. If you feel a little uncomfortable, hopefully you got a little soap and a little wash rag in that shower with you.
Yeah.
Feel like there might be a little untidy. Maybe take a little soap. No big deal. I think it's one of the joys of the world, peeing in the shower.
Okay. Are you a daily or are you a few times every week?
Probably a few times every week. I mean, here's the issue. Now we're really getting into it. Jeez, Chad.
Yes.
Can't even believe it.
Yeah.
If I have gone to the toilet before I shower, then there's a chance there's not going to be a tinkle. If for some reason I've postponed the inevitable, or maybe I've gone tinkle at 6 in the morning and now it's 8 in the morning, there might be a tinkle. There's never a river. I don't just open up.
Okay,
I don't have my first bathroom experience.
Okay, so I don't go pee
in the shower.
Okay, so
as a way of getting
you're having
rid
a lot of
it.
Water, you know, or whatever. You know, we know it's not alcohol, and you shower, and you're like, oh, I gotta go, and I gotta go a lot.
Well, then I'm getting out of the shower, and even though I'm buck naked and dripping wet, I slip all over the toilet seat, and I let her go in the toilet.
What's the difference?
I'm not gonna pee a river in the shower. Here's the other issue. Could have a little residual stink. I am such a smell snob. I don't know if you know that about me.
Yes, I do.
I was sick 2-3 days ago, and I still feel like I can smell it in the house. You know, I threw up. And I hate that smell so much.
Oh, that smells
terrible. I want, so I walked in, I'm like, I did all my laundry last night because I don't want it any more sick around me. Because I feel like I look pretty cute today, right, Dave?
You look fabulous.
Well, I'm going to tell
you. Always look good.
But I have a special event, I think tonight, maybe tomorrow.
Okay, well, we need to get that. Hang on. By gender, 30% of men regularly pee, 20% of women. In total, 45% of Americans pee in the shower throughout the course of the average year. That's low. Come
Way
on.
Low.
It's got to be a little high.
But why are you embarrassed about that? Not a big deal. Good
I'm
Lord.
Not.
Golly
exactly.
Gee, come
All
on.
Right. What's going on tonight?
Okay. Here's me. This is how I operate. This is, if you want to have a look deeper into the soul of Susie Jones.
Yeah.
Our friend, Wayne Kostrowski.
Oh, yeah. One of the best.
Called me several months ago and said, yeah, we would like to honor you as a broadcaster at the Taste of the Twin Cities event. Which is taking place at the Renaissance Minneapolis Hotel, the Depot, downtown Minneapolis. And I haven't even said anything about it.
Yeah.
And I haven't, well, Lindsay and Brad know, maybe Jeff.
Wait, is this happening tonight?
I think it is.
What? What do you mean you think it is?
Well,
come on, idiot.
Listen.
I'm mad that I'm not going
to
be there.
I know, because you know what? Can I say something to you?
Yeah.
Not that you could ever pull it off, but I don't have a date. And he said, do you want to bring someone? And I'm like, no, I'll just come by myself. But if you were on my arm, oh, we would have an evening.
I would have loved it.
You could have been right on my, even whoever's you're with right now, she wouldn't care.
Yeah.
And then we would just tool about the room like My Fair Lady. And we'd be gabbing with this person and that. So nine women in broadcasting and communications and food are all kind of coming together. And I'm one of the nine.
Well, that is awesome and richly deserved. And I'm proud of you. And I know how great you are. And I love you. And any of these dopes who ever say, oh, you and Susie don't get along. You're a dope. You have no idea. We get along great.
We do. We kid a lot.
That's part of fun.
So I have one thing to tell you and Dave.
Yeah.
So Lee Valsvik is hosting, right? Or she's the MC.
Another great person.
I love her. Anyway, she reached out and said, I need to get a couple of lines to do like a little bio on you. So I said, my name is Susie Jones. I was born and raised in Minneapolis. I went to Marshall U High School. I went to the University of Minnesota. I never thought I'd be a broadcaster, but a teacher in high school told me if I didn't find a way to use my big mouth that I was going to be in trouble. And I said, I have two grown kids and one grandson. That's my intro.
That's great.
I think that's funny.
That is great. You know what else you should put in there?
What?
And I'm fearless, because you are fearless.
I am. I still, you know, I'm not, I mean, I still have insecurity. I don't want anyone to think for 1 minute.
That's different.
I know.
I think that's different.
Okay.
You will go cover the tough stories.
That is true.
You will go say something to anybody. You'll go talk to whatever boss we have.
Right.
You'll tell one of the new employees, you're not very good right now. Tell me what to do.
Yeah.
You'll say anything on the radio.
That is
you'll
true.
Tell all of us to shut up. You'll
that
also tell us that you love us or you'll check in on us.
Yes.
You're the best.
Well, you're so sweet.
Oh, man.
Now I got to find out what time it is, what day, if I'm the right day. Anyway. Maybe Wayne's listening. Because I am not tracking very well. Also, did I forget this news?
What if it was last week?
No, I know it's not. I know it's not. Because Lee just texted me, emailed me. But I got a new phone. I don't know if I told you that. Did I tell you that?
No.
Mm-mm. Beautiful phone. I got a pink phone with a clear case. So it's really jazzy. And I got an iWatch to make me exercise.
Oh, Apple Watch.
To make me exercise.
Apple Watch. So it's an iPhone and the Apple Watch?
Yes. And the question...
Wait, is this from one of your encounters? Did one of the guys with the encounters buy you this?
No, that would be scandalous. But I will say the encounter, the latest one, the one that we know, the history, invited me to dinner at his house.
Oh.
That's an update on that one. And
is this the encounter guy, which has turned... So you went to a basketball game with him?
Yeah, the same guy. So he reached out and said, do you want to come have dinner at my house? And you know what? Back to my behavior. I went, woo! Something went, woo! Because I know I could probably kick his
What?
But I shouldn't say that if he's listening. I'm pretty. I probably got 30 pounds on him. I could just knock him right over.
I don't think it's going to be like a Greco-Roman wrestling match.
No, but I being in someone's house that I don't know all that well after two times, that I'm not going to do. Why would I risk that? So, what if he stabbed me with a knife and cut me in a whole bunch of pieces and put me down by the Mississippi River?
Yeah. Well, I'll say this. You know, Jen, who I did it for 7 years, our first date was at my place.
Oh, and you didn't kill her.
No, she more often wanted to kill me.
Yeah.
To be honest. But yeah, so you're going to. Now, do you have any idea if he's a good cook?
Nobody offered to make whatever I want and asked if I had any food sensitivities. I'm like, yeah, everything. I'll have chicken noodle soup, please.
Just like baked Alaska, caviar.
Break the bank.
Lobster tail.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Be fancy.
Well, anyway, so this is my, that's my
good
news
updates.
Today.
Yeah.
I may or may not go, and I will let you know. But I'll be gone now, coming up again. I'm leaving.
Yeah. Yeah. When are you leaving? It's a Monday?
A week from Monday. I'm going to Marco. Okay. I love Marco Island. Can't wait.
You and Joel.
Joel and I will have a couple walks on the beach, hand in hand.
Exactly. All right. We'll hear more of Susie in a matter of minutes. It'll be first CBS News, then Susie, then Dean Phillips, and then bottom there next hour, we got a good one for you.
Nice.
So stick around right here on the home of the Twins, CCO.